This is Monocle on Design Extra. It's a short show to accompany our weekly programme where we discuss everything from architecture and craft to furniture and fashion. I'm Ailey Evans. The architect and artist Flavio de Carvalho is a key figure in Brazilian modernism, even if some of his contemporaries were not fans. The Amparo-born polymath designed buildings, directed surrealist theatre productions, and even made a collection of skirts for men. Amongst his designs in the 1950s was the FDC-1, a sculptural lounge chair fashioned from powder-coated steel and leather. It's had a recent revival thanks to a French brand. With more, it's over to Monocle's Stella Ruse.
When it comes to vintage mid-century furniture, the very high end of the market is all about the Brazilians. Pieces by the likes of Sergio Rodriguez, Jacinton Reiro, and José Zanin Caldas can fetch six-figure sums at auctions. Part of the reason is that the pieces are often crafted from rare tropical trees like rosewood, which are almost never felled for furniture anymore. Today, a jacaranda dining table is valuable for the same simple reason an ivory button or a crocodile skin shoe is valuable. There's nothing wrong with that, but I was intrigued when I came across the FDC-1 armchair by Flavio de Carvalho. This spindly lounger from 1955 is made with just four pieces of leather attached to a circular steel frame. There's one as a seat, and then three thin strips crossing to make a backrest. It looks nothing like the luxurious timber pieces we've become used to coveting from Brazilian designers. It turns out that its designer was a general misfit too. Born in 1899 in Brazil, de Carvalho was sent to university in the UK, where he studied both engineering and fine art. He moved back to Sao Paulo in 1922 and soon became famous, or rather infamous, as a polymath architect and artist. Long before performance art was a thing, he staged so-called experiments to test the tolerance of Brazilian society. Once, he attended a large religious procession but walked it in the wrong direction, making the crowd so angry that he almost lost his life. Another time, he proposed that men should cope with Brazil's blistering climate by wearing a mesh shirt and a mini skirt, calling it Christian Dior style, the new look. These provocations caused such outrage that de Carvalho's exhibitions were often shut down by the police. That only cemented his position in the avant-garde, but it also meant that his numerous modernist architectural projects and furniture designs were very rarely realized. The FDC-1, for instance, was designed and custom-made for de Carvalho's own home, the Capuava Ranch outside Sao Paulo. But during his lifetime, he never found a manufacturer to put it into wider production. The FDC-1 has been rescued from obscurity by Objecto, a French brand that focuses on licensing Brazilian modernist designs. Unlike much of the country's famous furniture, the chair is well suited for a reissue, since it doesn't call for the chopping down of any tropical trees. Today, the FDC-1 is made in France under license from de Carvalho's heirs and has been in production for almost two decades. When I called up Benoit Halbron, the co-founder of Objecto, he admitted that the FDC-1 is probably not a lounger that you'll want to kick back in every evening, but something to buy more as a sculptural centerpiece. Halbron told me that the FDC-1 has become a staple of Objecto's catalog because it works somewhat like the furniture version of a Rorschach test. Apparently, some customers seen it a sculpture, some a tribal mask, and others even a hint of sadomasochism. With very little, de Carvalho succeeded in making a chair that doesn't leave anyone indifferent. For Monocle, I'm Stella Ruse.
Thank you, Stella. That's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, then listen to our full-length programme, Monocle on Design, airing on Tuesdays at 8pm London time. Or if you prefer print, you can pick up a copy of Monocle magazine. It's on all good newsstands now. Today's episode was produced and edited by me, Maylie Evans. Thank you very much for listening.